Hey there, this is Dave Pompez. Let's talk about something that I call the seven areas of health. Now, the seven areas of health are the main seven areas in which people complain about having symptoms when they come and see us. And so from left to right, starting with the red section on the little piece of cheese here, we have digestion. And then moving in a clockwise direction, we have sex and reproduction. Then we have energy. And then we have aches and pains. We have mood. Then we have sleep. And then we have skin, hair and nails, kind of like the outer appearance of things. Now, for sure, we also have people coming along who really want to change their body composition. They may want to increase their weight because they've lost too much weight for some reason or other. Or they might want to lose weight. Obviously, some people are unhappy with being a little bit too heavy, having a little bit too much body fat, and they want to reduce their body fat and their weight. And so I don't include weight management in the seven areas of health, because usually what I've found is that when people have body composition or weight management problems, they're usually tied in with everything else that is going on. It's very rare that there is a standalone weight management issue. People with weight management issues usually have fatigue, digestive problems, changes in mood and things like that as well. So I like to focus on these areas and not really focus too much on the weight. What normally happens when we correct these other areas is that the weight management issues normalize. So what are some of the specific symptoms in each of the seven areas of health? Well, with digestion, we have a whole load of people walking around these days with things like heartburn. GERD means gastroesophageal reflux disease. It's also known as GORD if we spell esophageal with an O, which is the English spelling, rather than an E, which is the American spelling. We also have things like bloating. We have constipation. We have diarrhea. And then we also have, obviously, the classifications that the medical system gives, such as inflammatory bowel disease or irritable bowel syndrome, and the cluster of specific conditions within those, which include things like colitis and Crohn's disease, diverticulitis. But really, in terms of not venturing too far into really nasty developed diseases, these symptoms are the ones that so many people are walking around with these days. And then in terms of reproduction, well, in women, we have things like premenstrual syndrome, for example. We also have issues with the menopause. In both sexes, we have low libido, really low sex drive, fertility problems. In guys, we have things like erectile dysfunction. And they're all related to the reproductive component of the body or the reproductive functions. Then we have energy, and energy is a massive one. We have people walking around with really nasty chronic fatigue type symptoms that are heavily influencing quality of life. We have energy slumps during the day. We have things like cravings, which are related to energy production as well. Classic medical diagnoses that go along with energy include thyroid disorders, for example. And then we have aches and pains, headaches and migraine. We have muscle and joint pain. Things like arthritic pains, myalgia, which is more muscle pain. And then we have things like back pain as well. And then we have, in terms of mood, feeling low, depressed. Then we have anxiety and irritability. We have anger. We have problems with just focusing, and then issues with memory as well that are very, 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 very strongly tied to mood and to energy as well. And then with sleep, we have problems getting to sleep. We have problems staying asleep. Not waking up in the morning feeling refreshed. And then finally, with the outer appearance, we have problems such as rashes, acne, brittle nails, dull and oily hair, hair loss and things like that that fit into the skin, hair and nail category. Now, I'm sure you'll agree, if you talk to your friends and family members, at least some of them, if you really get them to be really honest, and you know, if you look in the mirror as well, you're probably gonna tell yourself, I know a lot of people who have these symptoms, right? And you might have them yourself. You're probably watching this video because you're exploring some way of addressing some kind of health challenge that you might have. And, you know, I used to have a lot of these symptoms. I used to have heartburn and GERD and bloating, loose stools, diarrhea. Didn't have PMS, thank goodness, otherwise that would have been really odd. But I did have erectile dysfunction. I felt really low on energy. I had very, very low and then anxious moods that were kind of roller coastering and cycling between the two. I struggled to sleep, and I did have some skin problems as well, including dry skin and dandruff. And all of that was coming from key imbalances within my body that I uncovered using functional medicine. Now, when clients and people come to us with inquiries, what tends to happen is they explain that they have lots of different symptoms that are coming in clusters. So it's not that they just feel tired. It's not that they just feel anxious. It's not that they just have bloating. Typically what they'll tell us is that they'll have 3, 5, 7, sometimes even 12 or even more different symptoms that they can identify when they are provoked to do so using questionings, whether that's the questions on our intake forms or whether it's in initial consultations. We can really prompt people and drag the symptoms out of them. Oftentimes there can be 12 or even 15 individual symptoms that are all clustered together involving energy, pain, mood, and things like that. Now, if you go to a doctor with these cluster of symptoms, they don't really know what to do, because how are you going to treat somebody who has 15 different symptoms? Are you going to give them a drug for each symptom? What are you going to do for low energy? Because there is no drug for low energy. There's nothing that gives you an energy boost, right? The drugs are all there to try and shut down or stimulate certain metabolic pathways and processes, but there's nothing there that's going to really ramp up your energy levels. And so the doctor's kind of stumped. And what the medical system has done is it's come up with lots of labels that end in syndrome. And I call this the syndrome syndrome. It's like a syndrome of diagnosing people with syndromes and telling them to go home because there isn't much that can be done. So we have things like chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia syndrome, irritable bowel syndrome, and premenstrual syndrome. And that's where the doctor is looking at you and saying, hey, I understand there's something wrong, but I just don't know what to do to try and help you with all of these different challenges that you're experiencing at the moment, because I just don't have a manual that tells me how to treat this. So the doctors genuinely don't know what's going on, because the actual root cause, the underlying cause of the symptoms in these seven areas of health are not really investigated in the medical system. The treatment is based on trying to suppress the symptom, not trying to find the cause. Now, there may only be one cause of many symptoms in the body. For example, it could be a gluten sensitivity. It could be a parasite living in the digestive system. It could be a nutrient deficiency, or two or three nutrient deficiencies with B12 and B6 and zinc or magnesium, for example. And then we just remove the bad foods or the infection, or we put back in the nutrients, and all of a sudden all these symptoms go away. So there's nothing right or wrong with this. It's just about trying to figure out, if you have a cluster of these different symptoms, what is causing the symptoms, rather than trying to suppress the actual symptom themselves. So I hope you've enjoyed this video. What we're going to do in the next video is start to look at why these symptoms develop a little bit more specifically, and talk about the differences between health and disease, and that maybe there isn't a difference between health and disease. Maybe they're the same thing, and we have to reframe the way we look at them. So I'm going to catch you on the next video, which is entitled The Vitality Scale.